At 6:06, it is overcast in 52 in Tulsa. We're expecting rain today and a high of 59. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Well, now would be a good time to hunt down the ice scraper and maybe find your gloves. Starting tomorrow, there is a chance for freezing rain, sleet, and snow in Oklahoma. Tulsa National Weather Service meteorologist Mike Teague says they're still pinpointing the exact forecast.
You have to work out fine details of exactly, you know, how cold is it going to be, how much precip is going to fall, those kind of things, which are still kind of fine-tuning that. But it does appear that that chance exists.
He says while freezing rain is possible in the Tulsa area, it is not expected to be anywhere near the magnitude of the December 2007 ice storm. A federal judge sentences the former Tulsa Public Schools athletic director to 7 months in prison. Matt Trotter reports this morning she admitted to taking nearly $100,000 in off-the-books rental fees.
Stephanie Spring faced 12 to 18 months in prison under federal sentencing guidelines. The money was taken from January 2006 to December 2011, and the crime began to unravel 2 years ago. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
An animal rights group says it videotaped workers at an eastern Oklahoma farm abusing hogs raised for Arkansas-based Tyson Foods. Tyson says it has immediately ended its contract with the supplier. Mercy for Animals distributed images yesterday of what it says were workers at the West Coast farms in Henrietta striking pigs and slamming piglets into concrete floors. The Tulsa City Council will consider possible city charter revisions at a committee meeting this afternoon. At issue is the length of time between the primary and the general election. Mayor Bartlett is all for changes.
I think it should be shortened tremendously. Anywhere from 2 to 4 months is more than adequate, I believe, for a race for mayor of the city of Tulsa, as well as for the city council.
The item is on today's 1 o'clock Public Works Committee agenda. The charter change would have to be approved by voters. A woman is dead and a man is airlifted to a Tulsa hospital following a car crash near the Port of Catoosa in Rogers County. It happened just after dark last night on Highway 266 when a car turned in front of an oncoming Jeep. A Rogers State University political science professor is dead after being struck by a car while crossing the street. David Tate was killed on Tuesday night. The Broken Arrow Police Department releases a smartphone app for Apple and Android devices. The app features Tap to Call, the ability to submit a crime tip and a photo, and push notifications to keep residents informed. Broken Arrow Crime Prevention Specialist Lisa Ford says two officers took on the task of developing the app after the department's success with its Facebook page.
This was their very first experiencing it, and there were some challenges, I think, through the process. It does take a while, you know, and we're just really excited that we're able to roll this out.
Ford says the app has already been downloaded more than 200 times. Our weather forecast, rain today, a high of 59. Tonight, a cold rain, staying just above freezing here in Tulsa with 32 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a winter weather advisory for the counties north and west of Tulsa. Rain, freezing rain, and sleet are all possible. Only 34 degrees for a high in Tulsa tomorrow. National Weather Service radar shows rain across northeast Oklahoma, the heaviest rain now in north central Oklahoma, north of Ponca City. Right now, overcast in 52. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.